Dr. Arlington Ferguson, dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, first name Karen, K-A-R-E-N, date of birth, January 28, 1955, date of evaluation, September 3rd, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Stuffman, S-T-U-F-F-M-A-N. The chief complaint, 69-year-old female, being preoperatively as she's scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 69-year-old female who reports an industrial injury dating to February 2023 period. She had experienced a fall as she was running to replace her COVID supplies, period. She stated that she suffered an impinged ulna nerve, comma, left shoulder injury, and reports that her neck was also impacted by the injury, period. She initially noted pain which was sharp and associated with nausea and vomiting, period. Pain was initially 10/10, period. It is now on average 6/6 subjectively. It radiates down the left arm and is associated with numbness in the ulnar distribution, period. She had undergone 37 weeks of physical therapy and conservative therapy, but has not improved, period. Patient is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. The past medical history includes a murmur, neck number diabetes type 2, neck number anemia, neck number osteopenia, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, neck number C-section and 4, neck number gastric bypass, neck number tummy test, neck number dental implant. The medication, metformin 500 milligrams, take 2 BID. Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, 10 milligrams injection weekly. Pravastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 daily. NSAIDs, PRN. Calcium, 500 milligrams, 1 daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams, take 3 daily. Berberine, 1 daily. The allergies, ibuprofen, family history. Grandparents died of CVA. Father died age 67 from diabetes. Mother had diabetes. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had weight gain. Gastrointestinal, she has had nausea. Musculoskeletal, as for HPI, neurologic, she has had headaches, endocrine, she has cold intolerance, hematologic, she has anemia. the physical examination, blood pressure 101/62, pulse 84, respiratory rate 16, height 66 inches, weight 138.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion. On abduction period, there is decreased grip of the left hand period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 79 beats per minute. Period. There is leftward axis. There is low limb lead voltage. Non-specific T-wave abnormality is noted. Period. The impression. This is a 69-year-old female who is in preoperatively as she had suffered a left shoulder injury, period. She is now scheduled for the surgical procedure to include left reverse total shoulder arthroplasty for diagnosis S42.292D, period. Patient is noted to have history of multiple medical problems to include anemia, osteopenia, and diabetes, period. She has history of a murmur, period. Patient otherwise is felt to be clinically stable, period. She has normal exercise tolerance. She has no symptoms of angina, period. As no evidence of congestive heart failure or renal disease, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same time, Dr. Lowington Ferguson.